Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Five coming on the right side. Jab step one-on-one on Randall. Crossover dribble twice, three times between the legs to the paint. Pumping. Locked up by Randall. And Kuminga turns the ball over. Threw it right to McDaniels. Here comes Randall the other way. Down the lane, stripped by Kuminga. Out of bounds off Randall. So Kuminga stayed with the play. Didn't hang his head. And got right back in it. Kuminga gets the ball for Pajemski. Goes baseline and dunked it. Flush it through very quickly. A little elevation sensation for Jonathan Kuminga. That's 59-44. Kuminga now leading the Warriors with 12 points. Well, as you heard Steph Curry earlier on our broadcast, it's a new territory for him with his left hamstring injury. Not sure how long he's going to be out. Reevaluated a week from Wednesday. And so now, in 2016, the Warriors went 4-2. He missed six games. 2018, knee sprain, 5-1, missed six games there, and now 0-1 this year with the left hamstring strain as the Warriors lose 117-93. Not a great deal to talk about, except a couple of things, though. The Warriors came out. They weren't ready to play. Minnesota was. 13-0 run to start the game, and that set the tone for the game. The Warriors were working uphill. Now, granted, Minnesota didn't play a great first half. The Warriors were hanging around for the longest time. But turnovers did them in tonight. 20 turnovers, 22 points off those turnovers from Minnesota. But they did find out a couple things that might help them later in this series. One is Jonathan Kuminga. Again, the game got a little ragged of sorts. But still, Jonathan Kuminga put up a total of 18 points on 8 of 11 shooting, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. He had 2 turnovers, but he did have the ball in his hands a lot. And what was impressive about Jonathan's performance tonight was not the point total, but how he got the points. He was intelligent about how he got to the ball of the basket. He had one drive on Rudy Gobert where he was smart. He got him underneath the hoop and then went up and flushed it down on top of him. And by moving him underneath the basket with his dribble, he kept Gobert from coming up and challenging the shot. And that's the kind of seeing the pictures, as Steve Kerr likes to say. Those are the kind of things that Jonathan Kuminga needs to do to stay on the floor. And if he can do that in games 3 and 4, his scoring can help the Warriors because they desperately need that kind of scoring. Warriors shot 44.7% from the field. And by the way, Kuminga was the leading scorer with 18. Butler was 17, 15 for Buddy Hield, 15 off the bench for Trace Jackson Davis, his best game in a long time. 6 rebounds, 6 of 6 shooting. And again, might be a guy they can counter with against Rudy Gobert tonight, because working with Jimmy Butler, Trace Jackson Davis can get the lob pass that he needs to get off that high pick and roll. So that's something that Steve Kerr has in his back pocket now as well. But Warriors shot 28 from 3, 9 of 32. Wolves were 16 of 37 as they got out of their frightful famine of shooting from 3. They had just been awful the last couple of games, but 43% tonight. A lot of good ball movement leading to open threes for Minnesota. They finished with 33 assists on 44 buckets. Golden State, 23 assists on 34 buckets as the Warriors took 11 less shots than Minnesota, who shot 87 times and shot 50% from the field. Neither team was good at the free throw line. Minnesota 13 of 20 from the line, and Golden State 16 of 25. 24 points and 11 assists, 7 rebounds for Julius Randle, who I think is playing some of the best basketball of his career. He was playing great against L.A., playing really well tonight. That 11 assist total is a playoff career high for Randall, so certainly you can see he's comfortable inside the offense, moving the ball. 20 points for Edwards coming off that sprained ankle in the first half. He was 6 of 13 from the floor. 20 points for Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Really under control in this game tonight, 7 of 13, and then a total of 16 for Jaden McDaniels. So the Wolves, they really controlled the game from start to finish. Warriors did not have an answer, but they'll have to find a different way of doing things without Steph Curry. And that's going to have to upcome in games 3 and 4 again. Game 3 Saturday, 5:30 with the tip, 5 o'clock with the pregame show. Now, Steve Kerr will have some thoughts on tonight's game. For our Minneapolis crew, I'm Tim Roy saying good night from game 2. The series is now tied at 1 game apiece. The Warriors came to Minnesota, and they accomplished what they want. They got the split. But They lost Steph Curry in the process and now have to work hard on the home floor in games 3 and 4.